VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States on Monday reimposed sanctions on Iran's oil industry and financial sector. It followed through on President Trump's promise to roll back relief that Iran got as part of an international agreement to limit its nuclear program. But as the president left the White House for a campaign event on Monday, he told reporters he wants to go a little slower on sanctioning major importers of Iranian oil. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Today we sanctioned more than 700 individuals, entities, aircraft, and vessels.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin calls it the largest set of sanctions ever imposed on Iran. They target the Islamic Republic's energy, financial, and shipping sectors. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is granting six-month waivers to eight countries.
Responsible to the specific circumstances and to ensure a well-supplied oil market.
The sanctions' objective?
Starve the Iranian regime of the revenue it uses to fund violent and destabilizing activities.
Iran has been conducting air defense drills while President Hassan Rouhani says the nation is facing a war situation.
The Trump administration has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to allow it to end the program that shields hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from deportation. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program allows the young people known as Dreamers to live and work in the United States with no guarantee of citizenship. Thousands of Central American migrants are bedding down for the night inside a stadium in Mexico City as they regroup and continue on to the U.S. Many got medical attention. Others picked through boxes of donated clothes and had a lunch of chicken and rice. They will sleep inside on tents or on bleachers on top of thin mattresses, hoping to fend off the nighttime chill. This is VOA News. In the United States, congressional candidates are issuing or did issue use the final day before the midterm election to try to sway voters. The nation's two major political parties are fighting for control of the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. Voters on Tuesday will choose who will fill all 435 seats in the House and 35 of the 100 Senate seats. In addition to the congressional seat races, 36 of the 50 U.S. states are electing governors on Tuesday. President Trump says he will probably not meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next week. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Both will be in Paris for the World War I armistice's 100th anniversary. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton had said the two presidents would meet there, but his boss says that's unlikely.
I'm not sure that we'll have a meeting in Paris. Probably not.
Saying he's not sure the venue is right. A better one would be Argentina later this fall.
We will be meeting at the G20. And probably we'll have meetings after that, probably plenty of meetings.
Trump and Putin last met in Helsinki earlier this year.
The U.S. Defense Department says a Russian jet made an unsafe intercept of an American reconnaissance plane flying in international airspace over the Black Sea Monday. The U.S. Navy said the actions were, quote, irresponsible. The Russian embassy in Washington tweeted that the Russian crew was preventing a violation of Russian airspace and followed all necessary safety procedures. Media rights organizations are calling on officials in Cameroon to release five journalists detained without charges in the past month as they reported on the country's unrest. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzaka reports from the capital, Yaoundé.
While Cameroon authorities accused the reporters of propagating false information, none of them have been officially charged. Cameroon Communication Minister Issa Chiruma says everyone should stop publishing information that jeopardizes Cameroon's unity.
What is unacceptable is the fact that the journalists would like the international community to exert influence on President Biya to get the journalists released.
The Union of Cameroon Journalists is calling for authorities to immediately release the reporters.
Gunmen in Cameroon have kidnapped 80 students and their principal from a Presbyterian school in the country's restive northwestern region. The kidnappers say the children can return to school only when the gunmen have achieved their dream of getting independence. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.